There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's September 8th. The Delano grape strike began on this day in 1965. The story goes back to immigration from the Philippines to the mainland United States during the 1920s and 30s. At that time, most immigration to the United States from Asia was banned. But the Philippines was under United States colonial rule. Men from the Philippines were allowed into the United States, but they could not become full U.S. citizens. Most of these men worked as migrant farm laborers. They moved from place to place according to when work needed to be done in the fields and the vineyards. And most of them were also unmarried because of discriminatory anti-miscegenation laws. It was illegal for Filipino men to marry women who weren't also from the Philippines. But when most of these men were coming to the United States, immigration for Filipino women was restricted, and that didn't change until the 1960s. By the time this strike happened, many of the Filipino men who were working in the fields were in their 50s and 60s, and conditions for them were not good. The pay was very poor. Often there was nowhere to use the bathroom, and when there was, the conditions were not sanitary. The sources of drinking water during the day also tended to be next to these unsanitary bathrooms. So Filipino workers had been advocating for better pay and better working conditions for years. They had formed the Agricultural Workers Organizing Committee, and when pay cuts were being threatened in the summer of 1965, the committee held a vote. That vote took place on September 7th, and they voted to go on strike. The leaders of this organization and the strike included Larry Itliong. They knew that a strike would only be successful if they also had the participation of Mexican agricultural workers in the area. And this was because the growers in California had been pitting the Filipino and the Mexican workers against each other for years, knowing that divided, neither group could really make a stand. They couldn't really advocate for better treatment and better pay. If there was a labor dispute with the Mexican workers, the growers would hire Filipino workers in their place, and vice versa. So Itliong went to Cesar Chavez, who had founded the National Farm Workers Association with Dolores Huerta to organize Mexican workers. He asked the National Farm Workers Association to join them in their strike. At first, Chavez said no. The National Farm Workers Association was planning to do a strike, but they were thinking about a couple of years down the road, not in the immediate future. But about 2 weeks later, the Mexican workers joined the Delano strike. This led to 5 years of ongoing strikes and an international boycott of table grapes that started in 1968. It also involved marches and demonstrations and other nonviolent protests and a hunger strike by Cesar Chavez. The National Farm Workers Association and the Agricultural Workers Organizing Committee combined in 1966 to form the United Farm Workers Organizing Committee, which later became known as just the United Farm Workers. The table grape growers in California finally signed contracts with the United Farm Workers in 1970. The Delano grape strike and this cooperation between Mexican and Filipino farm workers was the start of a much bigger movement for labor rights in American agriculture. Although Larry Itliong and some of the other Filipino leaders later left the United Farm Workers over concerns that Filipino voices weren't being represented enough in the organization. Thanks so much to Christopher Hasiotis for his research work for today's episode, and thanks to Tari Harrison for her audio work on this show. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Tomorrow we will have an uprising that stemmed from and affected conditions behind bars.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.